USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Gas prices keep climbing. After passing $3.40 a gallon on Friday, the AAA national average for regular is up another tenth of a cent on Monday. The average price now is up more than 20 cents a gallon in the past month. The least expensive gas in the country is in Oklahoma, where the statewide average is just under $3.01 a gallon. In California, meanwhile, the statewide average is now above $4.60. This as President Biden insists time is running out to address climate change. Biden speaking at the International Climate Summit in Scotland.
Will we do what is necessary? Will we seize the enormous opportunity before us? Or will we condemn future generations to suffer?
The country that emits the most CO2s in the world, China, not attending the summit. This is USA Radio News.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come at a wide variety of uses, apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Reaction continuing to come in to the Biden administration reportedly considering paying illegal immigrants who were separated from family members at the U.S. southern border during former President Trump's time in office. Florida Republican Senator Rick Scott telling Fox Business,
"What are we thinking? Why would we be doing this? They broke our laws. These individuals broke the laws of the United States of America, and then the Biden administration wants to write them a check."
West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin held a press conference on Monday to discuss the bipartisan infrastructure bill as well as the budget reconciliation negotiations. Manchin saying both bills should not be tied to one another and that he wants the House to pass the bipartisan infrastructure bill.
"For the sake of the country, I urge the House to vote and pass the bipartisan infrastructure bill. Holding this bill hostage is not going to work in getting my support for reconciliation bill."
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
A fire-related death in New York City is being blamed on slow response time.
As the federal government is demanding to be a part of your medical life with vaccine mandates, Americans are losing their jobs. And with the absence of first responders, this policy is making Americans less safe. Frontline workers will be rallying in Washington, D.C. today. D.C. firefighter Will Jones tells Fox News someone lost their life over the weekend in New York City because leaders there closed down over two dozen firehouses due to the vaccine mandate.
"Obviously, we don't want that to happen, but just yesterday, there were 26 firehouses that were closed down because of staffing shortages in New York. And unfortunately, someone lost their life in a fire because the first due company, the one that would be the first engine company supposed to respond, was shut down because of those shortages. We don't know what will happen, but we know that's a distinct possibility, and that's what we definitely want to avoid here."
From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The chair of the House Republican Conference says the infrastructure and social spending bills are the largest tax increase in American history.
"And there's policy after policy that as the American people learn more about it, they don't support."
New York Republican Congresswoman Elise Stefanik saying there's still a ton of details Democrats have to work out, and they still don't have the votes to pass the legislation as of Monday. She adds Democrats are being controlled by the far left of the party. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.